Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
So Elsie, you must have seen the Shrek movies, right?
史瑞克电影 Yes, I love Shrek movies.
Did you like the character Puss in Boots that appears in the second Shrek film?
Yes, I did. Puss in Boots, 穿靴子的猫是史瑞克第二集当中出现的角色。
Okay, so my next question is, how much do you know about the real Puss in Boots story?
Maybe not much. He's a cat.
Yes.
Who can talk.
Yes.
And he wears boots.
All of those things are true, but there's a lot more to the story than that. In this month's story unit, we're going to read the story of Puss in Boots.
It must be an old story, right?
Yes, it is.There are probably lots of different stories, but the one we're using was written down at the end of the 17th century. The story comes from Italy originally.
Oh, 故事是17世纪末就写成的，来自意大利。So, what are we waiting for? Let's find out what happens in the story by reading through day one of the article.
Puss in Boots.
Tom is the youngest son of a miller.His family is poor, and when his father dies, Tom doesn't get much from him. In fact, he only gets a cat. However, the cat can talk.
Can I have a pair of boots?
He asks Tom. Tom gets the cat some boots and calls him Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots catches a rabbit and takes it to the king.
This is from my master, the Marquis of Carabas,
he tells the king. The king is very pleased. He sends the Marquis some money. Puss in Boots keeps giving the king gifts and receives even more money.
Word power!
Family. Family.There are four people in my family. My mom, my dad, my brother, and me. There are four people in my family. My mom, my dad, my brother, and me. Catch, 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 caught, caught. Robert went to the river to catch some fish.Robert went to the river to catch some fish. Rabbit, rabbit. My pet rabbit Oreo's long ears are so cute. My pet rabbit Oreo's long ears are so cute. Pleased, pleased.Janet was very pleased that her son got 100% on the math test. Janet was very pleased that her son got 100% on the math test.
The story starts by saying Tom is the youngest son of a miller. So a miller is a person who owns and works in a mill.Mills use wind or water power to make flour. With a windmill, the wind pushes the sails and they turn big stones. The stones smash the grains and make flour. With a watermill, the water of a river turns the stones and the wheel as it passes by.
哦、oh, ，所以文章间一开始告诉我们呢 ，Tom 是一位模仿主人最小的儿子。我们看到 Miller 这个字呢，是模仿主人或者是模仿厂主。那 Mill 它就是模仿或者是磨粉厂。那刚刚 Pat 老师有提到的 Windmills， 那就是风车房。那它可以利用风力转动大石头，然后去碾碎稻谷做成面粉。And any more information about Tom?
Well, what else do we learn about him? We see that.His family is poor, and when his father dies, Tom doesn't get much from him. Okay, it's time to look at our first word power word for the day, and it's the noun family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, family. So the word family, and you can say it family or just family, both are okay, both are easy to understand. But a family means a group of people who live together and are related to one another. We normally think of a family as the parents and the children, but we could also include grandparents, aunts, uncles, and so on. Here's an example of a family. There are four people in my family. My mum, my dad, my brother, and me. There are four people in my family. My mum, my dad, my brother, and me.
Family 这个名词呢是家庭的意思。那例句说啊，我家庭里面呢有四位成员，妈妈、爸爸、哥哥和我。那回到故事呢，我们说到 Tom 的家里穷困，当他爸爸过世的时候啊 ，Tom 没有从他那边继承太多东西。
All right, but he does get something when his father dies, and we see that, in fact, he only gets a cat. Now, we use the phrase in fact when we want to clearly state a fact. For example, we could say, in fact, there are now 13 counties in Taiwan. There you go. We could also use in fact to correct people. For example, I might say, in fact,I'm 37 years old, not 38.
I thought you were 18. In fact, 这个片语呢是事实上。那故事说到呢，事实上 Tom 只得到了一只猫。Poor Tom, what about his brothers?
Well, his brothers probably get the mill.
Oh, 哥哥们得到磨坊。That's not fair at all.
It's not. In these kind of stories, the youngest son always kind of gets nothing.But, as the article says, however, the cat can talk!
这只猫会说话。I guess we already knew that part of the story.、Mm. Still, a talking cat would be amazing. I would like to have a talking cat.
I think real cats would only say things like, I want to sleep, give me food, I want attention, and stop bothering me.
Yeah, like leave me alone.
Yeah.
That's probably true. What does this cat say, though?
From the article, we see that, can I have a pair of boots? He asks Tom. Boots are like shoes, but they're longer. They may go all the way up to your knees. Boots are generally stronger than shoes, and they're better at keeping water out. People wear boots in the rain, when hiking, or when riding horses or motorbikes. Some people just wear boots because they look good.
Boots 就是靴子，有短靴、中靴、长靴或雨靴。那这只说话的猫呢，就问 Tom 了。他说啊，我可以有一双靴子吗 ？Why would a cat need boots?
Who knows? Probably just to look good. Next, we see that Tom gets the cat some boots and calls him Puss in Boots. Now, in this sentence, we use the phrase "get someone something." Tom gets the cat some boots.Another way to say the same thing is get something for someone. So we could change it to Tom gets some boots for the cat.
To get somebody something 代表的就是给某人某物。我们也可以说 to get something for somebody. Tom gets the cat some boots. Tom 给这只猫靴子并叫它 Puss in Boots.
Yeah, the Puss in Boots part is interesting.Puss is a kind of traditional, informal way to say cat, especially in the UK, where I'm from. If we saw a cat and we didn't know its name, we might say, here, puss, nice puss, and so on.
Oh, so puss 指的就是猫，那这是一种比较传统、不正式的用法。So do you still use the word a lot?
It's not as common these days, I guess, as it used to be, but people in the UK would know what it would mean.
Okay,
so we have Tom, and we have Puss in Boots.
Yep.
And now it's time for the real adventure to begin. Puss in Boots catches a rabbit and takes it to the king. We have a couple of words to look at here, and the first one is catch, C-A-T-C-H, catch. It's a verb, and it's our next word power word. To catch means to trap an animal or a fish by using something like a trap or a net or a hook,Or just by kind of hunting it, grabbing it. For example, here's a common phrase. Robert went to the river to catch some fish. Robert went to the river to catch some fish.
catch 这个动词呢，在文章中指的是抓捕的意思。那它当然还有接的动作，比如说 catch a ball 接球。那它的三态变化要注意哦，是 catch, caught, caught。那我们例句说啊 ，Robert 到河边去抓鱼。Back to the story. Here, Puss in Boots catches a rabbit.
We saw in the story that Puss in Boots, yeah, he gets this rabbit, and rabbit, R-A-B-B-I-T, rabbit is a noun.And our next word power word. Let's check it out. So a rabbit is a small animal with long ears and very soft fur. And rabbits live in holes in the ground, and we often think of them eating carrots. Here's an example sentence. My pet rabbit Oreo's long ears are so cute. My pet rabbit Oreo's long ears are so cute.
Rabbit 就是兔子啦。那我们例句说啊，我的宠物兔子 Oreo 的耳朵长得超级可爱的。那回到故事里面呢 ，Puss in Boots 抓了一只兔子，并把它带给国王。He then takes it to the king.
Yes, and then what happens? We're going to have some more speech now. This is from my master, the Marquis of Carabas. He tells the king. So this is a Marquis.We can also pronounce it Marquis. This is a title. Marquis is how we'd say it in the UK. Marquis is more like France or Italy. And if it's a title, it means you're a noble. You own some land. Those people can be called a Marquis. There are still people who are Marquises in the UK and other parts of Europe.
所以这个字的发音呢有两种，一个是 Marquis, 另外一个是 Marquis。那中文的解释呢是侯爵。在英国和其他欧洲的国家呢还是有人有这个称谓。But wait a minute, Tom isn't a Marquis, he's just a poor boy.
Yeah, so Puss in Boots is doing this as part of a trick to get Tom money and other nice things. So first part,He needs to get everyone to believe that Tom is really a Marquis.
Oh, 他要先让每个人相信 Tom 是一位侯爵。So, it's a clever plan, I see. Does it work?
Let's find out. The article says, the king is very pleased. He really likes the rabbit, I guess. Let's find out what the word pleased means by going to our next word power word section.Pleased is an adjective. It's spelled P-L-E-A-S-E-D, pleased. So the word pleased means happy or satisfied. You like what just happened. Here's an example sentence. Janet was very pleased that her son got 100% on the math test. Janet was very pleased that her son got 100% on the math test.
Pleased 这个形容词呢，代表的是喜悦的、满意的。那如果你要用这个形容词的时候呢，代表你的心情有 happy， 还有 satisfied， 就是满足的。那我们例句说啊 ，Janet 对她的儿子数学考100分感到十分满意、喜悦。那故事里面说到呢，国王看到兔子之后，他也非常满意又开心。What does the king do after he gets the rabbit?
Well, since he's happy.We see that he sends the Marquis some money. Now, in the article, we used quote marks around the Marquis here to show that the Marquis isn't real. It's just Tom. Of course, the king doesn't know that.
所以句中出现引号是因为呢，所谓的 the Marquis 并不是真正的侯爵。不过没关系，开心的国王给了这位假侯爵一些钱。So the plan is working.、The king thinks Puss works for the Marquis of Carabas, and Puss and Tom got、some money.
Exactly.
Good for them.
But the plan isn't over, though.、It's not just money. We see that Puss in Boots.Keeps giving the king gifts、and receives even more money. Okay, all good. Now, in that sentence, we used give in the same way as get earlier, to give someone something. Puss gives the king gifts. We could also say give something to someone. So, Puss gives the king gifts is the same as Puss gives gifts to the king.
Puss in Boots 知道计划可行，他就一直给国王礼物，然后呢也得到更多更多的钱。 So Puss in Boots can talk and he's smart too、
mm-hmm.
那我们在剧中呢看到 give 这个字啊，它和 get 一样都是所谓的授予动词。那我们现在先进 Matchbox 听讲师讲解授予动词的用法，再回到我们今天的 wrap up。
大家好，又到了每周星座运势的时间，我是星座专家唐启阳。金牛座的朋友，勤俭持家是种美德，但要特别注意别抠过头咯。俗话说呢，施比受更有福， It is more blessed to give than to receive。 做人有时候呢还是要慷慨一点哦。但是呢这个给我们到底该怎么给，英文要怎么说呢？今天呢就要来分享给大家咯。英文里面啊有一票动词用法很特别，它呢就叫做授予动词，顾名思义呢就是要给别人东西，授予别人东西的时候使用。例如呢最基本的 give 给这个字就是呢一个授予动词。授予动词特别在哪呢？一般动词呢通常只需要一个受词，但是授予动词啊，它则呢需要两个受词。一个间接受词通常呢是我们被给予的对象，另外一个呢直接受词则是呢我们给他的东西。举个例子了，今年呢母亲节我送给了我妈一个名牌包， I gave my mom an expensive bag. I gave my mom an expensive bag. 我给我妈呢一个昂贵的包包。这边的呢 my mom 它呢就是一个间接受词，而 an expensive bag 就是我们的直接受词。知道要有两个受词，但这两个受词的位置可以怎么摆呢？除了可以用呢授予动词加上间接受词加上直接受词之外呢，我们也可以使用介系词咯。那介系词呢又分成两类，你是加 to 还是加 for。首先呢先介绍和介系词 to 一起使用的，以刚刚的 give 为例，刚刚的例句呢我们就可以把它改写为 I gave an expensive bag to my mom. OK, 我买了一个昂贵的包包给我妈。I gave an expensive bag to my mom. OK, 意思完全一样啊，但是呢我们句型则变成了授予动词加上直接受词 to间接受词，其他使用 to 的授予动词呢还有 send, lend, take 等等咯。接下来国师要继续介绍使用介系词 for 的授予动词咯。常用的呢我们有 get 和 buy。 OK, get 呢就有拿什么东西的意思，比方说呢像我早上我的贴心助理就问我啦，诶，我要去便利商店帮你买什么吗？ Please get me a cup of coffee. 可以顺便帮我带一杯咖啡吗？Please get me a cup of coffee. OK, 我们呢也可以使用介系词哦来改写，我们来对调受词的位置。Please get a cup of coffee for me. OK, 我们呢在这边使用介系词 for. Please get a cup of coffee for me. OK, 授予动词就是这样使用咯。然后既然施比受更有福，那咖啡你就请我喝咯。
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到咯。
Hi. So I'm all the way here, and Queen Elsie is all the way over there. And like Puss in Boots, I am going to bring her gifts to try to make her pleased, okay? However, if Queen Elsie doesn't like the gifts, she can just tell me to go away.The only way I can win the game is if I get close enough to touch her on the shoulder. Okay, so, Queen Elsie, I have an amazing gift for you.
Mm-hmm.
I caught a rabbit. It's so cute. It's got long ears and big teeth. Do you interest?
I'm not interested in a rabbit.
Okay.
Get out of here. Okay, bring me another one.
Queen Elsie, I have looked...all over the world、
mm-hmm.
and I have found this amazing diamond ring.
Ooh, diamond ring!
It's the biggest diamond the world has ever seen.
Ooh.
Will you accept this gift?
Wait, that's not interesting to me.
Oh.
Enough.
Okay. Queen Elsie.
Okay.
I and my family have searched everywhere for the perfect gift for you.
What is it?
I have in here a small box. And in this box is a special powder. You can put the powder on any food and it will taste like the best meal you have ever eaten in your life.
Wow, that sounds good. Check it out.
And there I get to win the game by that, okay?
So I got the powder.
You got the powder. You can have
Thank
my...
Thank you.
It's just salt. Salt makes everything taste fairly good. Okay, so this is just a game that you can play on stage, a game of gift giving. It worked for Puss in Boots. It eventually worked for me. Join us again tomorrow to see more of Puss in Boots' clever plan. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Puss in Boots.
Tom is the youngest son of a miller. His family is poor. And when his father dies, Tom doesn't get much from him. In fact, he only gets a cat. However, the cat can talk.
Can I have a pair of boots?
He asks Tom. Tom gets the cat some boots and calls him Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots catches a rabbit and takes it to the king.
This is from my master, the Marquis of Carabas,
he tells the king. The king is very pleased. He sends the Marquis some money. Puss in Boots keeps giving the king gifts and receives even more money.
Family, family. There are four people in my family. My mom, my dad, my brother, and me. There are four people in my family. My mom, my dad, my brother, and me. Catch, catch. Catch, caught, caught. Robert went to the river to catch some fish. Robert went to the river to catch some fish. Rabbit, rabbit. My pet rabbit Oreo's long ears are so cute. My pet rabbit Oreo's long ears are so cute. Pleased, pleased. Janet was very pleased that her son got 100% on the math test. Janet was very pleased that her son got 100% on the math test.